Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa may yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم بك أسبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وأملا متقبلا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك اللهم أدخلنا جنة التقوى وأجرنا من النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. All praises due to Allah رب العالمين for all the bounties, the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given us from the day we were born until today. And we keep on asking and hoping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase our bounties, our risk, our wealth, our health, our happiness, so that we will live in peace and we have a good ending. Ameen. To all the brothers and sisters, is Allah's blessing that we stay istiqamah in seeking the knowledge of Allah. When all of us are aware that seeking knowledge, there is no end. Udlub ilm min al-mahdi ila lahdi. Seek knowledge from cradle to grave. Because our time in this world is very limited. The knowledge of Allah covers the day when Allah created the heaven and the earth until the day of judgment. So for those who have been attending our classes and they are consistent, then we don't have to feel sad. Don't be sad about that. We feel sad when we were learning at one time. We were very consistent, then we stopped. That you must feel sad. While the day that you stop learning, then you'll be exposed to a lot of things that you are not aware of, and you won't be able to handle a lot of issues. We know that Allah Rabbul Alamin, who loves us, keep on reminding us, Fazkuruni Azkurukum, remember me. How to remember Allah without seeking the knowledge of Allah? Even to remember Allah, you must know how to remember Him. Not what you like to remember. We always remember Allah when we need help. But when we are okay, we always forget Him. That is the weaknesses being human. And Allah don't lie. Allah keep on giving us. From the day we were born, He have provided for us. And He keep on forgiving us. Even we have been very ungrateful, disobedient to Him. Give you one simple example. If we have been taught from young to read the Quran, memorize the Quran, we should keep on reading and try to memorize. You can't memorize the long, long chapter. You start from the short, short chapter. No problem, as long as you do. And do consistently. But all of us are aware when we're young, when we start to go for the Quranic class, alhamdulillah, then after that, we don't read the Quran like how we read when we are young. Yeah? Or we feel sad. Last time you read the Quran without understanding, it's normal. Beginning, you learn how to read. Then later on, people is trying to share with you the understanding of the Quran. So you go, you upgrade a bit. And then we stop. We don't feel sad. It's normal for us. But Islamically, you should feel sad. How do you feel at one time you've been praying 5 times a day? Suddenly you stop. Do you feel it's okay? No. You cannot feel it's okay. Don't worry. You should worry. That's why Allah Rabbul Alameen always remind us, don't forget His blessing. We started our class just now, making this dua. Oh Allah, bless my morning. Because not everybody can have morning. Yeah. What is morning to us if you can't see? You do not know day and night. You don't even know whether it's a day that or a night. We have no idea because you are blind. But we are all not blind. It's a blessing. So we ask Allah, bless my morning till the evening. Bless my evening till the next morning. Bless my life. I don't want to live just for the sake of living like other creation of Allah. They live. Animal live. We are no animal. We are the best creation of Allah. We want to live with the guidance of Allah. We want to have a meaningful life, not just a life. We want to make sure that life that we have benefit us, benefit others. We do not want to burden ourselves, and we do not want to be a burden to others. That's what life is. But if we are all focused, the reality of life, guided by Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will be very, very happy. Why? If you have the knowledge and you are consistent, like how you're consistent in attending classes every Wednesday or Saturday and Sunday, what will happen? Allah is telling us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Allah Almighty, He remind all of us. Those who say that I am a believer, we are all believers. Alhamdulillah, shukur. So is that a difference between a believer and non-believer? Of course. The believer have a very guided lifestyle. A believer is guided by Allah. Even you want to believe, you don't believe in nonsense. Today, a lot of people believe in all the nonsense. They believe that the dead can come and help you. So if you have problem, go to the grave. And it's happening. We know the grave, those who die, they need our prayer. They are gone. Everything stopped. Even all the sins, if they have committed, stop there. They cannot commit extra sin anymore. Finish. End. But the good deeds that they left behind, the good deeds, inshallah, they will gain rewards. Because the good deed is being shared with their family, with their loved one, and people is still following the good deed, like our prophet, companions of the prophet, the righteous people, the four great imam, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Hanbali, Ahmad al-Hanbal. Whatever their sharing of the knowledge that Allah have granted them is benefiting the ummah wherever they are. Alhamdulillah. Nothing to fear. That's why those who learn and stay istiqamah, pray and be consistent. Do righteous deeds, be consistent. Read the Quran, be consistent. You have nothing to worry, nothing to feel sad. Why? Allah is saying to us, because I am not going to leave you alone anymore. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Allah said, I will send angels. You are no more alone, brother and sister. If you always remember Allah, you never feel alone. You never feel scared of darkness, nothing. The prophet have been living in darkness before. In a cave, there's no light. No fear. Why we fear this? We fear that because our love towards dunya is too much. And this dunya was created by Allah to serve us, brother and sister. Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum, walakinnakum khuliqat lil akhirah. Dunya is meant to serve us, for us to make use of it. But we are not made for dunya. We was created by Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ جِنْ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ To know who is the creator, to love him, to serve him, and prepare for your akhirah. That is our destination. We are here not to stay here forever. We know. We are here to prepare for our hereafter. That's a difference. That is the life of a believer. When the non-believer, they have different value. They are here for here. Even they are here for here, they're still very worried. They're still very worried. If you ask a lot of my people, what have you prepared for your departure? Oh, I have made booking already. What kind of booking? I booked my graveyard. Why you worry about your graveyard? You don't know where you're going to die. Suddenly you travel abroad, then you pass away. What's going to happen? They say, that one I don't know. What I know, I have made a booking. And there are two types of graveyard for them today, my people. One, the normal one, the traditional one. They have to go outside from the town because people don't want to stay close to graveyard today. Even there are some graveyard, so happened that it was there earlier and then developer, they don't care. If they can build condo on the grave, they will build. They don't care. Even people say, even Islam forbid us when it's declared a graveyard, don't do any building. But for them, money comes first. That is the normal one. And now the second graveyard, the modern one. They do not want to be buried far away. They don't know whether their loved one, their children know where is their graveyard in the future. Too far. So they do another kind of arrangement. They buy block. Now they got blocks. All the new temple around, I would say that the surrounding, yeah, the wall is not normal wall anymore. The young people, when you want to use computer, your laptop, you play with what? You play without app, Windows, correct? Do you have Windows? And there is their Windows. Every part of the wall is full of Windows. You see, they know that people want to make life easier for them, so they put around the wall. They also have classes for those who want to be exposed near to the idols where people come and pray. That one maybe will cost you 10,000 per window. You have cheap one, the one behind, when hardly people go and visit. The one who come and pray just come from the front. They going around. They put window. So everybody is making a booking. And that one, you cannot bring the body. You have to burn the body. Till ashes, put in a small jar, and you send them over there. Then book. You must pay first. My family members, some of them also is doing this too. You know? And they also have their association. You know, collectively you pay every month amount of money. So anything happen, this organization will pay for your that graveyard. The other thing up to you. So they have to burn you until ashes, then they put in a jar, they send it over there. So they don't worry anymore any whether the children will pray for them, will visit them, because there are always somebody who go to the temple. And there's always somebody who is doing some prayer. And a lot of people who go to the temple, my people, is asking what? Asking for good luck. Asking for good number. That is their life. Their life is full of gamble. Yeah? That's why when my people pass away, that the only time they open tables and they will learn how to swim on a dry land. Swimming. What do you mean by swimming? They play mahjong. They play mahjong. If 3 days, 3 days, 3 nights, mahjong is there. Why do they do that? They want to assist the family of the deceased. They are worried that if nobody stay awake, something can happen to the dead. We are not aware of a lot of things that's happening around us. If my people pass away, day in the morning, after they have done what they have to do, they will never put the deceased body into the coffin until nightfall. Until Chinese used to eat very early. So example, dinner time 7. That is the time they put the dead body in the coffin. You never see them go and bury their people, their loved one, morning or hours after Asar. No. If they want to bury, they bury lunchtime. they have their own calculation, because dinner time, they also believe in some spirit. They say the angel also will come, but when you put the dead body into the coffin, that time the angel is busy having dinner. So they will not interfere and will not ask any question to the dead. When you bury lunchtime, they are having lunch. So after that, everything bypass. They have their own value. We, anytime you die, you can be buried morning, after Zohar, after Asr, after Maghrib, after Isha. We have no issue, because we believe the way Allah wants us to believe. The angel of death will come to you before you die. After you are dead, the next time you will find the other angel is when you are buried, the Munkar and Nakir will come. Not when you're in the coffin, no. But it will come after you've been buried. And the question, very simple. That's why I said, if we fail to answer, then we know where we are heading. Because in an exam, if question is being given to you before the exam, answer also was given to you, can you fail? Can you fail? Yeah. The question is being given. Answer also been given. Do you think you can fail for the exam? If you still fail, then nobody can help you. The Prophet always reminds us to make this dua every morning, every evening. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabiyya. Every morning, every evening, don't forget to say raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabiyya. Why, when we die, this will happen. After we have been buried, all the family have said bye-bye. Your loved one, what you promised under the star, under the moon, we live and die together. Now you die, you go alone. I'm not going to come. I don't even want to wait for you until night. You know, I have to go home. Yeah? That is the reality. Even you have promised, I love you with my heart, with my soul. You know, we will live and die together. Who say that? When you are in love. You say everything that is not true at all. But you have said that. But when things happen, then the reality will come. No, you have to go by yourself. Then the minute we leave, Munkar and Nakir will carry out his responder. Ma Rabbuk. He asks you, who is your Lord? We have been saying, Raditu billahi rabba. My Lord is Allah. Khalas. You pass the first question. Second, Ma dinuk, what is your religion? We know, because we have said, well, Islam and Dina. My religion is Islam. It's not mine, but I believe and follow Islam. Wa man nabiyyu, who is this man? Who is your prophet? We know, because we have been following the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my Nabi. Finish. That's why I say, question is being given, answer also been given, you still fail to respond. Then Munkar and Nakir show no mercy. Then everything is happening. Immediately, the earth is moving now. Now the earth is going to go and squeeze your body. You don't realize. People who are above cannot feel that. That the one who is below, he is going to feel. And those who pray 5 times a day consistently, those who fast, those who pay zakat, those who just follow the 5 pillars of Islam, these 5 pillars will protect you from the torment of the grave. But you must be consistent. Brothers and sisters, today if you go back to the book, don't be sad. According to what is written in my book, pause to reflect. Is that the good? Today we are focusing on the title of pause to reflect. You have to stop and then reflect. You have to stop thinking of that thing and then recall. Asma binti Umayn related that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Shall I not teach you words that you say when in distress?" Now the Prophet is coaching his ummah, and now he is talking to the ladies. In reality, brothers and sisters, who have more experience, more anxiety and distress, male or female? Normally, male and female, who normally will take things more seriously, more committed in anything they do, male or female? Female. Yeah, we have to admit. We should acknowledge. Why? Because Allah created them in that form. They are very particular. Because they are the mother. They have gone through a lot of experience that men never have experienced. They have a lot of pain and suffering they have gone through. They are one who always cook for us. Yeah, normally. Once in a while you'll find men who is a good chef. But they always cook in the restaurant, hotel. At home, they leave it to the wife. Different. And anything the woman touch is very different than the man. Anything they do, if they wash, you can make sure that, inshallah, is clean. Men also wash. But they are not that committed in general. Yeah? But our men here are, alhamdulillah, very committed. Don't worry. So the Prophet is sharing with the woman. Shall I not teach you what that you should say when you are in distress? Okay, we have problem. Don't entertain that. By thinking of the problem will not help you. You just have to, the Prophet said, you have to remember Allah by saying, Allahu, Allahu Rabbi la ushrika bihi shay'a. Allahu, Allahu Rabbi la ushrika bihi shay'a. Is in Hadith Abu Dawud wa Ibn Majah. The meaning, O Allah, Allah, my Lord, Allahu, Allahu, Rabbi, la ushrika bihi shay'a. O Allah, Allah, my Lord, I do not commit shirik or associate any partner with him. Is that easy? Very short. Allahu, Allahu, Rabbi, la ushrika bihi shay'a. Yeah, I repeat, Allahu, Allahu Rabbi, la ushrika bihi shay'a. That's all. Can you all continue and follow me? Allahu, Allahu, Rabbi la ushriku bihi syai'a. Ya. Om Allah, Allah, my Lord, Rabbi, I will not associate a partner with you. No syirik. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ informed us that when one is afflicted with sickness or hardship, he or she will find relief if he or she said, Allahu, Allahu, la ushrika bihi shay'a. Yeah? Without mention Rabbi. Yeah? The first one with the word Rabbi. We all must remember at times one become afflicted with a severe trial. Our life is full of trial challenges. Sometimes it's lightweight, sometimes medium weight, sometimes heavy weight. If your iman is strong, everything becomes light. When the iman is getting weaker, then it's going to develop from lightweight to medium weight to heavy weight. Now, how do you prepare yourself? If you focus on the development of the iman, you will never fail yourself. The Prophet ﷺ engaged in many battles. We never even experienced one battle yet. I mean the real battle facing your enemy. Yeah? Engaged in war, we don't have. Alhamdulillah, we live in peace, harmony. But there is an ongoing battle within ourselves. 2 years ago, we organized this youth camp and we call the battle within. There is our team. Yeah? The battle within ourselves, inside. You have to be strong to control your desire, your feeling. Anything to do with what Allah wants you to do, the Creator, the All-Knowing, just try your best to follow. Sami'na wa ta'na. You will never fail yourself. But if you try to entertain your feeling, hearsay, daresay, even you know this is what Allah said, then that is the beginning of your problem. That battle is going to destroy you. You have no more peace. Because from one problem, you will be exposed to another problem. Because the one who solves all problems is Allah, and you don't go back to Him. Come back to Him, and this is what He wants you to do, just do. Problem solved. No, no. You entertain. From a small matter, it becomes big. And you got sleepless night. And so many things happen. Allah tested every one of us. Anybody remember how Allah tested Aisha radiallahu anha? That she experienced sleepless night. She kept on crying for 2 days and two nights. What is the trial that she faced? Anybody recall? Aisha. Sahaba. Yeah. Something just happened. Nobody planned for that. Suddenly the caravan just moved and she was left behind. She woke up alone. She don't know what to do. First time, you know the prophet wife when they travel. Know how do they travel with the prophet and the companion? It's like if you see the Chinese old movie, you know, when all the princes who want to travel, they don't travel openly that everybody can see their face, no. They have a kind of like a mobile hut, no? And then they have covered and then they sit inside, people will carry. Yeah. Or the animal camel will carry so that they got their own privacy. It so happened that Aisha responded to the call of nature one night, and she was not in that carrier. Then suddenly they moved, they thought that she was in there. And one of the companions, name of Safwan, was late. He is a sweeper. He always come late to make sure nobody left behind. That's why in our training, we always make sure that we have a sweeper. Anybody will go to Umrah and Hajj with me, example, I will appoint a sweeper. Because we are aware about so many things that can happen. Especially Hajj, you have millions of people. Everybody dressed alike. If you are not alert, suddenly you are lost. I have this experience from the 70s. I inform my people, don't forget, be stand close to it, move together. All the men outside, ladies, their wife, their children inside. It's like we make sure the men outside, the sisters inside. But we Malaysian are very soft people, you know. We are very, very, alhamdulillah, very patient. Yeah? That's why the Arab, when they know that we are Malaysian, oh, number wahid, good. Because anybody can just come and break ourselves, we have no problem. We give way, we give you, okay, then we are lost. You must remember, there's not thousands of millions of people is moving. And so happened, I keep on reminding, they said, okay. In 10 minutes, gone. But I have trained myself and alert. Anything happen, everybody just move, complete the ritual. We meet at this point. Look at that gate. They got a color, they got number. Some people cannot read. In Arabic, I say, okay, look at the color. Color white, color green, color blue. Just the color, just look at this and stay there. I have to get things organized in that manner. Because I've experienced, we lost a jama'ah, we only found her after midnight from the morning. But alhamdulillah, we found her. Very dangerous. So the same happened to Aisha. Safwan came as a sweeper. Then he found the mother of the believers, the wife of the prophet. So he immediately tried to cover her and make sure that nothing happened to her, and put her on a camel, and he was walking behind. Now, when the thing happened, people is talking now. People are gossiping now. Aisha will have no idea in the beginning. Later on, people are, somebody came and informed Aisha. What really happened? We know that you are not at fault, but you know what is happening outside now. 2 days, two nights, Aisha was crying. Cannot sleep. Yeah. This is how Allah tests everybody in a different manner. Yeah. So at time when one becomes afflicted with a severe trial, if he turns to his Lord and surrender his or her will to him without associating any partner with him, his or her hardship will go away. That is what we have to do. But normally when we have problem, we are thinking of our problem more than thinking of Allah. And suddenly we are going to use our finger, pointing. We forget about ourselves. And then we start to create, why? What did the Prophet say? Something that you are not in control, if happened to you, what is the first thing we should respond? Come on, brother and sister. Have you encountered problem before? Yeah. How do you overcome that problem? Firstly, what do you say? Yeah. Anything good? Alhamdulillah. You don't go and ask the wrong thing, then Allah will give you more. First thing, yeah, if death, something missing, you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. All came from Allah, will go back to Him. But something out of your control, immediately the Prophet said, Qadrallahu wa ma sha'a fa'al. Qadrallahu wa ma sha'a fa'al. What do we say? Qadrallahu wa ma sha'a fa'al. First, you overcome all this, sadness, issue, problem by saying, Allah the Almighty do what He please. Is His qadar, taqdir. Happen, when it happened, when things do not happen yet, you don't say that. Then by thinking of that problem, it's better you say, Allahu, Allahu Rabbi, la ushrika bihi shaya. Khalas. You move on. Don't keep on thinking of the problem. Every problem, there is a wisdom behind that you don't know. The best thing you ask. It's just like when you are sick, what do? You should know what kind of medicine for this sickness. Stomach ache, this one. Headache, this one. Toothache, this one. You have some eye problem, you have eye drop. Yeah. Just example. You have sore throat, you have sore throat kind of medication. You have cough, you have cough mixture. Example. Whatever you experience, now you're exposed to the cure. And that's why you buy and you keep. Next time when somebody also have the same problem, you know how to remind them. Oh, there is the cough mixture. Oh, this is the medicine. Please take. It worked for me. Inshallah, it worked for you. Why do we go for the cure? Because the Prophet, we are guided. Allah said, you don't know anything. Fas'alu ahli zikri, ask those who know. And when the people is sharing with you, just follow. That's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. And the Prophet also said, Inna Allaha nazra da' wa dawa fatada'u wa la tada'u bil haram. When Allah send down a disease, Allah prepare a cure. Go for the cure. Look for the medication. Don't say, tawakal, tawakal. Don't always say, Allah, Allah, Rabbi. Yeah, la ushrika bi shay. But you don't take ikhtiar. Do what you have to do. No? This is very important for all of us who have iman. Iman will guide you. So when you have the right iman and you always be guided by your iman, then Allah said, "Tatanazzalu alaihimul malaka." Angel will be sent. La taqafu wa la tahzu. Fear none. And don't be sad. Do you know how to look at people who are sad? Do you know when somebody is sad, brothers and sisters? Yeah? We don't know, yeah? That is good when you don't know. But it's good to know. Sadness reflects through your body language. Yeah. Suddenly, you feel so lonely, and then your face cannot smile anymore. Normally, you are very jovial, no? Very talkative, and then you always like to smile. Suddenly, no more smile. The sweet, sweet face gone. Then you know there is some problem. This is the body language. Normally, you like to talk, suddenly no more talking. You talk to, no response. That means there is some problem. Yeah? There is one thing. But in general, brother and sister, everybody will be trial. Prophet ﷺ, after the battle of Uhud, you know the battle of Uhud? He was injured. Yeah. And who was leading the battle from the enemy side? Khalid ibn Walid. He is a fighter, a very good strategy warrior. Before Islam, after that, he became a Muslim. And whenever Khalid is there in the battle facing the enemy, all the soldiers have very good confidence. We will win. Khalid is there, we will be there. They feel secure. But Khalid was praying that he would die in the battlefield. He never died in any of the battlefield. He died at home. He wanted to die shaheed. Well, of course, he got shaheed, but he wanted to die in the ma'raqah. Yeah? When you are facing your enemy, you are killed, that means shaheed. Khalas. But when he passed away, when people washing his body, people got a shock that none of his body parts that have no scar. Everywhere there's a scar here and there. Because of the war, the battle that he have engaged. Yeah? Fighting with the enemy of truth, the enemy of Allah. Now, step to take if you are fearful of a jealous person. Now, in life, brother and sister, you are good. You thought that since you are good, people will always love you, talk good about you. Not necessary. The Prophet is so good, so perfect. People still backbite him. Call him Majnoon, crazy man. You are troublemaker. People still gossip, backbite about him. That is the best of human. Who are we to compare the Prophet? You are good, alhamdulillah. But sometimes people are jealous to see you so good. Sometimes you have experience when you look at the family, you look at their lifestyle, they are so happy, they have children, children are happy, you are a bit jealous. Wow, such a beautiful family. Do you have that experience before? You're jealous, you don't have that. You see, that family, they move together, they will do things together, they smile, they enjoy life. So loving, so caring. You hope that you will have that kind of family. You pray for that, but you don't have that. Suddenly the people that you admire, they end with a divorce. No more talking. Many cases, you know, we have gone through. We was shocked when this thing happened. Yeah, but it can happen. Yeah. So what should you do to protect yourself? That's why Allah and the Prophet Allah revealed these two surah that majority of us have memorized. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ to the end, and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ to the end. That's why the Prophet always reminds us to recite after each fardu prayer, قُلْ أَعُوذُ اللَّهُ آيَةُ كُرْسِي قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Don't overconfident, I think I'm okay. You do not know. The evil eye is everywhere. We don't want to get into an area that causes a lot of sadness to us and to our children. Our children want happiness. We also want happiness. But what is going to happen, no one knows. We just prepare for the worst to come. And that's why, yeah, Allah Himself revealed these two surah for our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that our apply it and remind his ummah to recite. Before you go to bed also, don't forget to recite this. Even how busy you are on, yeah, online, offline, anything, please, after you're off that, don't forget to recite. Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya, and then you recite ayatul kursi, you recite the three kul. There's a minimum you should recite. Ayatul kursi, alhamdulillah, majority of us have memorized, good. The three kul, I think all of us memorized, correct? And this one also you must share with the children. Children will be exposed to more fitna. Please remind them. It's good in the beginning, before we go to bed, let us sit down, let us recite all this together, then everybody go to their room. Just as an exercise to remind everybody. Yeah? Children need to be guided, yeah? They need coaching. Look at what is written in this book. Hide or keep secret your affairs from the jealous people. And this is a very important reminder. If you know somebody who is very jealous, like to gossip, like to talk about this and that, this person, that boss, that person, don't share your secret with them, please. Like how they can talk about other people's to you, they can talk about your issue to other people. You must know, yeah, who you can share your problem with, especially your secret. That's when you want to get married, those who are not married yet. And if the man is going to tell you something, I want to be very transparent to you. I want you to know me. You don't know me yet. I want you to know me before you get involved with me. Yeah. When I was young, I am this. Don't go and do this. I want to be no need. And sometimes they just start and see whether you are transparent or not. And you also try to be transparent, since he was transparent. Okay, I don't keep anything. I tell you about myself when I was 12 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old. How many boyfriend I have? You don't go and talk on this. Because when you do that, okay, you just wait for the thing to happen. Just one small thing triggered. you know what is going to come out. All the bullet is going to come back to you. You remember? You remember? You remember what kind of person you are? No. Anybody said, if they're on the top, we just forget about the past. Let us be your future. From now, let us move forward. Is that easier? Is that easier? Do you think is that easier?
Yeah, better.
You just come to know me now, so we talk about now. Why I talk about before? Before you were a stranger, I'm a stranger. We don't have any relationship at all. Now we are friends. So I'll tell you, the first time that we become friends, am I a good person? You value me from there. You don't value me about my past. So always hide, keep your secret, your affairs from a jealous person. You know what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam? He got how many siblings? Yeah. He got 10 siblings ahead of him. Yeah. And 10 of them is from different mother. Yaqub, yeah, have the first wife and the second, and Yusuf and Benjamin is from the second wife. And when Yusuf was born, so happened Allah make Yusuf the most handsome. We know how when the woman was talking about Zuleika, yeah, that was the minister of finance of Egypt at that time, beautiful lady. Then Yusuf, to cut the story short, because of the jealousy of the other sibling, and because he have a dream. He shared this dream to his father. The father warned him, don't share this dream with your sibling. Out of jealousy, they will cause a lot of fitna to you. It's so true. Of course, when the father knew who is Yusuf, he's very careful. He always pay more attention to Yusuf. This caused more jealousy from the other children. So we know what happened. They want to kill him, but Allah have a better plan. When Benjamin said, why you do this to him? If you don't like him, we just put him in the well, let the passerby take him away from us. Khalas. And the story of Yusuf. Because of the jealousy they have, yeah? So we will remind ourselves, don't forget to recite Qul A'udhu Bil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bin Nas, 2 surah from the beginning to the end, after every prayer, and we hope Allah protect us. Then what happened? Yaqub alayhi salam remind his children after the famine, you remember? How many years of famine? Yeah. Famine for 7 years, no drain, no rain, even one drop in the Middle East. Even the animals realize when there's no water, there's no life. They start to migrate. Animals are moving already. But human, they don't know what to do. But with the help of Allah, the Qadr of Allah, Yusuf was in the prison. We know what happened. He chose to be in the prison. At least he is protected from the fitna of what? The fitna of the ladies. The ladies who was cursing and belittling Zuleika. How can Zuleika, you know, fall in love with the like a slave boy and so on. So Zuleika was upset, people gossiping about her. She have a kenduri, makan, kana, and prepare meat and a knife and a smoke, so that they will use. And purposely, she command Yusuf to do what? Yusuf to do what? Just to walk one round in front of these ladies. And they were cutting, and suddenly they saw Yusuf, they cut their fingers. And they don't even feel the pain at that time, because of their motion, everything. Yusuf, is it a human or an angel? They see Yusuf, they thought they saw an angel. So handsome. Now Zuleika laughed at them. You only see him once, you know. I saw him every day. But I never cut my finger. Only one you saw him. See what happened to all of you? But then after that, Yusuf chose to go to prison. You see, prison, at least woman don't disturb me. And then Allah, because he had the good dream, then he prepared the people of Egypt for the 7 years of famine. And when the children of Jacob is going to enter Egypt, this is what happened in Surah Yusuf, verse 67, that the father Jacob said to the children, do not enter by one gate, but enter by different gates. There are many ways to enter Egypt. If you can spread out so that people don't have suspicious towards all of you, why one group of people coming in, maybe you have agenda, but Allah knows best. And Yusuf recognized the sibling. So just to share with us, be generous to a person who attempts to harm you, if you can, for perhaps he will then desist. He can be a helper one day, you don't know. Yeah? Don't try to create more enemy wherever you go, brother and sister. We have enough enemies. Anybody that you can be generous, can be helpful, do. Do for the sake of Allah. Don't just want to please the person, just do for them. And you don't think of them. Normally when you want to do something good and that person have hurt you before, it's very difficult, correct? But if you can't do, they said, like what we always said, God keep on giving and he keep on forgiving. We cannot forget. But we have to move on. Don't let that person always appear in your memory, your heart, and make you feel sad. No, just move on. There's so many people around. One bitten, twice shy, correct? Just, you don't want to create enemy with them, but lesson learned. Khalas. Don't trust them anymore. Just be normal. Salam, salam, khalas. Nothing to share. Simple as that. Life move on. Yeah. Because Allah, Rabbul Alameen, the Creator, have informed us in Surah Al-Mu'minun, verses 96, اتفق بالتي هي أحسن سيئة. Meaning, repel evil with that which is better. Anything that is bad come to you, lesson learned, but your response, you don't want to be like him, no. You want to be better. And remember in Surah Hud, Allah says, innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyi'at. If you are very positive and good always, Allah will help you to erase anything that is negative, that is bad. That inshallah you will not be the second victim anymore. And that also lesson learned. Oh, if these people that you trust, even among sibling, family members like Yusuf and his sibling, can happen. It can happen to all of us. When you know this thing happened, you cannot trust them anymore. As a sibling, I cannot trust you. You have betrayed me. Is that fair? Is that easy? That's how you move on, brother and sister. You don't let that person keep on haunting you, make you worry. You think, Falas, why must you think? If he's there, Assalamualaikum, Waalaikumsalam, Khalas, nothing to talk. Don't waste your time. But you don't have to get upset. That's how you move on. So may Allah Rabbul Alameen guide all of us, brothers and sisters. And if we want to be guided, it's very simple. Just follow what Allah said in His book and what the Prophet taught us. You will not be turned astray. What happened today to all of us, people very confused. About among us, Muslim. Every day we heard lately about GIBS, correct? Are we confused? Sometimes, yes. But what is right is right. What is wrong is wrong. And the worst thing that we feel is that how can the Ummah betray the Ummah? You should help and honor everybody's right. You want to help them, good. But give them the right. If they work, give them the pay. Allah is here to free us from the servant of things, the servant of human, to be the servant of Allah. Don't treat the Muslim as a slave. They are no slave. It's our duty to protect them, guide them properly, not to exploit. But still happen. And the Muslim get confused. Oh, you should not talk bad about them. Oh, they have done a lot of good things. Oh, yeah, what is good is good. We never talk about that they don't do anything good. Maybe they've done something good. But what is bad is still bad. You must not say, oh, because they are so good, then everything good. No, that is why all the wrong thing is happening until today. Al-batil is batil, haq is haq. Wala talbisul batil bil haq. Allah said, you cannot try to hide something and you promote only the good when the bad one is still there. You must also highlight the bad so that people will learn, be alert. You cannot keep on lying. The worst thing that we are worried now is the next generation to come. Now their children is suffering. They don't know who is their father, because there is no record that they are married. So the woman is being manipulated. They can get married among themselves without any kind of registration. Then when you want to go and register the children, they ask you your marriage certificate. No. Gone. Can you imagine the effect they have done? They just think of themselves. We have no problem when people want to compete in dunya business. The Prophet never compete with anybody about their dunya. No. He's here to tell you what is right. Follow the truth. That's all. Your business is your business. The Prophet never sabotaged anybody's business, even the Jew, even the Mushrikeen. Whatever business, halal, halal, khalas. But right is right, wrong is wrong. Aqidah is not something that is considered minor. It's a very big issue. To the extent that the wife have no right now, they don't know what is their right. The woman right was given, protected by Islam, now gone. The children right, gone. And who are the one who enslaved the Muslim? It's the Muslim. Astaghfirullah. How can we allow this thing to happen? And we thought that it's a small matter. And this is not only 1 year. From the 80s, they have that kind of belief and understanding. But then they were being banned. Then they make another. They depart from that name to a new name. And then they move again. It's just like changing of clothes. And we still say it's okay. Is that how we value the truth? No. The most important thing for the ummah, number one, is aqidah. When the aqidah gone, then you are gone. La ushrika bihi shay. Don't create shirik. Don't do shirik. For them, anything goes. So may Allah protect this ummah. May the truth prevail. The truth don't follow us. We follow the truth. Yeah? Inshallah, brother and sister, we will continue about the good manners in the coming class, inshallah. We hope that all of us are consistent and share the knowledge that we have learned to those family members, our good friend and neighbor who are not with us. And remind them. It's good to remind them. Everybody need to remind one another so that we are not confused when there's so many things happening around us and we know, yeah, how to move forward. Yeah, what is our role? What should we say? What we should not say? We know. And the Prophet has made it very clear, if you see something that is wrong, those who have authority, فَيُغَيِّرُوا بِيَدِهِ, use your authority. If not, you have betrayed the ummah. You have failed. Amanah was given to you and you do nothing. And when there's no amanah, there's no iman. The Prophet said, La iman liman la amanah tala. And if you can, you have no authority, you, me, we are, don't have authority, what should we do? Fabilisani, speak up. You don't keep quiet. It's not my problem. You want it to happen to your children, only become your problem. No. Everything happened to the ummah is the ummah problem. At least we speak up. A lot of bad things happen and continue to happen is because the good people say nothing. Oh, I want to save myself. Oh, how do you save yourself if you don't save others? By saving others, that will also save yourself. Last 2 years, we have the camp for the youth to talk about the battle within. Last year, we talk about the battle begin. And this year, we are talking the battle continue. That is our theme. To prepare our younger generation to be ready, because it's coming. The AI is coming. Maybe the AI SAIXO so is coming. So we all must be ready. Yeah? And this year, inshallah, for those who have never sent their children, please, is the program have been shared. Yeah, so everybody go through our website, Instagram, and look at that, recommend some of your nephews, your nieces to follow that. We will try our best when Allah gives us the energy, gives us the knowledge. Yeah. And normally 6 months before any event, our committee have been having meeting every week to brainstorm, to check our program, check the place. Everything is been moving. Yeah, 6 months ahead. That's how we prepare ourselves, because the battle continues. Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, lastly, inshallah, don't forget this Saturday is New Muslim Community Open Day. Everybody is welcome. Yeah? We start by 11, so everybody can come. We may have some discussion, but more on getting to know each other. We do prepare some food, yeah? Yeah, to share with all our old members, new members, the reverts, born Muslim, whoever are with us, who have been supporting us, we will invite them to let them know what is happening. Yeah? So that everybody is in the Jama'ah, in the knowing. So that we want everybody to participate in all the activities that we engage in spreading Islam, so that all of us will be rewarded by Allah Rabbul Alamin. Yeah? And lastly, I'd like to share that last Sunday we have a very good memory. We gathered with all the oldies, our students from the 80s. Yeah, we have a gathering with them. And I was so happy to see majority of them is still alive. Some wheelchair, some walking stick, but still alive. So I address all of them, Datuk, Datuk, Datin, Datin. Why? Because they are all grandfather and grandmother. You know? So beautiful, I recall, and they also recall, you know, how we started our class from the 80s. You know? Only majority of them is not here, you know. So we gather in Ampang on the hotel. So this is the thing that we do always. Once a while, we gather all our old members, new one, the reverts family who are not yet Muslim, we invite. Yeah, we hope Allah will give hidayah to those who are not yet Muslim. We hope Allah strengthen the spirit of Jama'ah between the oldies and the new one. Yeah? And we hope that, I say to the oldies, you will fail your children, you will fail your grandchildren if you don't connect them with the good scholars that is still alive. so that they know if they have problem, who to refer to, who to seek guidance and advice. Yeah? That is how we always remind each other. If you don't connect them with good people, they may connect themselves with the wrong people. And then that will be their downfall. Then there'll be more problem that our children is going to face, and we are not there for them. So that's how we remind each other. So the same thing I remind all of us who are here, please don't forget, whatever you have learned, share it with your loved one, your family, share with your grandchildren if they are there, and get them involved. For those who have been bringing their children, may Allah bless you, bless your children, and bless the whole family. Amen. Wabila tawfiqi wa raqri da'wana. If there's any question, we open for Q&A. Any question online dulu? Online, no question. Any question from the brothers first today? Brother, no question. Sisters, any question from the sisters? No question from the sisters. Back to the check again. Now, Pastor Mike, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Faddalu.
I remember there was something which you said in your previous classes about what you can do to address certain issues and all that. If you don't have the authority, you speak up. There are tiga. Satu, yes. You speak up, and then the I last can't remember one. The other two.
First one, if you have the authority, then you must use your authority. It's an amanah. When you don't have the authority, you have the knowledge, you can speak up, you must speak up. You must make it clear that we don't support what is wrong. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Yeah? You must speak up. The third one, if you can do, at least your heart hate what is wrong. Fabi qalbi, the Prophet said. You cannot feel, it's not my problem. Cannot. It's part of, I feel bad because I want to say, I don't know what to say. Nobody listen to me. No reporter come and into, what do you think, sir, about this case? People don't come to you, don't come to, they go to some other people. But your heart cannot say, it's okay, no. That is the weakest of iman, the Prophet said. If you don't even feel in your heart wrong is wrong, then don't talk about iman. No more iman. The weakest of the iman of everyone is their heart reject what is wrong. That is the weakest. Then we pray, of course. Oh Allah, protect the ummah. Give guidance to this ummah so that the ummah will not be misled by those people who have their own hidden agenda. They are not here for Allah. They are here for their own interests. Religion is being used to manipulate people. And that's why sometimes in the West, if you have this kind of group, they call cult. They have their own kingdom. They have their own law. No, they follow their law. They don't follow any other laws. We Muslim, wherever you go, we follow the divine law. We don't come up with our own law, no. If you got married, there's nothing in the paper. What right do you have as a wife? There's no document to claim that you are the wife. What right do you have? You are just being used. They manipulate you now. You don't even have your own right when Islam is here to protect your right. Yeah? Anything happen, die, what do you have? Nothing, zero. Because nobody wants to claim that I'm your husband. There's no document you can find. Sue in the court. Where's your document? Where's your evidence? Zero. No case. Because you have right. If your husband passed away, if he has some money, you have the right for the inheritance. And the children also have right to the inheritance. What right do the children have? Nothing. Can you imagine what is going on? At this time, what century are we in now? 20-what century? And we still have this kind of system going on. And we still allow this system. If the authority say okay, then what can we do? Even the authority said no. If the man-made law said no, divine law said no, how can you allow this thing to happen? Of course, what you are sharing with us about authority, hand, your tongue, your heart. Yeah? Na'am. Any last one? Any question on the... Nothing. Today are quiet, alhamdulillah. I think we are still in the holiday mood. Huh? Malaysian, we are rich with holidays, you know. May Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. So we hope whatever we have learned, please share. And please be alert about what is happening. And don't be silent if you can say something. Yeah. And we hope all the young generation also be very alert, because you will also have another challenges. Yeah. But remember, your parent is still around. Yeah. Get some advice from them. We are around. Just come and ask. You have all the right to ask to get yourself prepared so that you can help your friend and help others, inshallah. You can be beneficial to others too, where you have the right knowledge. May Allah protect us and protect the whole ummah wherever they are. And may Allah give us peace, harmony, and make all of us have a good ending. Ameen. وَبِلَا تَوْفِيقِي وَأَقِلِ دَعْوَنَا وَالْحَمْدِ بِالْعَالَمِينَ سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته